Just like humans, plants are susceptible to virus infection. Some of these viruses can be of serious consequence for the plants. In wine grapes, according to Washington State University grape virologist Naidu Rayapati, the biggest threat to Washington's wine crop is grapevine leaf roll disease. Rayapati shares what sorts of problems the disease causes.
It will weaken the grape vine with time. So if you happen to plant a vineyard with infected cuttings, they may not grow as vigorously as a healthy vineyard, and with the time they don't produce quality grapes because it affects the sugar content of the grapes. Such grapes may not be useful or valuable for making premium wine.
He believes that because Washington's wine industry is still relatively new and growing, it is important to try to combat the disease and keep it from infecting vineyards.
It's a relatively young and growing industry, so we have to do it right. If we plant healthy cuttings in the long term, the sustainability of the industry will be good. So that's why, you know, we have to be extremely careful in terms of, you know, the quality of the material that we get for plantings.
Rayapati has started meeting with people in the wine industry throughout the Pacific Northwest on ways to combat the problem.
Pacific Northwest states like Washington State, Oregon, and Idaho, we have common problems. So if we can join forces together, we can address these problems together to improve the situation at the regional level.
Rayapati says the keys to making sure plants are clean is to use materials from WSU's Northwest Grape Foundation service and certified nurseries, as well as monitoring vineyards.
The first thing that I would suggest to any grower is to contact scientists at Washington State University. If they have any problem or any suspicious material, let us know so that we should be able to work with them to find out whether this particular material is indeed infected with the virus.
Rayapati is helping WSU do its part to help the wine industry in Washington grow and prosper. For the Washington State University Agriculture and Extension News Network, I'm Jeff Mannix.